Representatives voted 232 to 197 to impeach President Trump on a single count of incitement of insurrection. Nothing else will take place until Trump has already left office. Nearly a year after the coronavirus was released on the World Health Organization is getting boots on the ground in Wuhan, China. Gordon Chang, senior fellow at the Gatestone Institute, tells Fox News the narrative on their findings will be controlled by Beijing.
This WHO mission should have been a year earlier. You know, this is the third WHO mission. The first two were just single day affairs. And this, at this point, is for us, you know, just publicizing China's narrative. These guys are not going to be able to do what they need to do, which is to stay there months and months and to talk to everybody unfettered. But this is very heavily negotiated. Beijing has made sure that the terms of admission are such that we will learn nothing.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I'd have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50. And, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Now that the House has formally impeached President Trump for a second time, chances are this will end up going nowhere. USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
With the House of Representatives impeaching President Trump for the second time on Wednesday, where do things stand in the Senate? Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie telling ABC's Good Morning America he's not exactly sure how this will go down in the Senate.
Given what I've heard so far, I think it's unlikely, but it's possible. You know, there's certainly a lot of discontent, as was mentioned earlier in your report, in the Republican Party, and a lot of upset over the conduct that's happened over the last 9 weeks, really. We're now talking about since Election Day. And so, I'm going to put it this way. I wouldn't bet it one way or the other, but if you ask me to make a prediction, I would say it's less likely than likely.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
67 senators will need to sign on for the impeachment to move forward. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Now that President Trump has been impeached by Congress for a second time, what happens next? USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
With the House's impeachment vote on Wednesday, all eyes are now in the Senate to see what the next steps will be. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said he would not call the Senate back into session to address the articles, meaning the earliest the process would start is the day before President Trump leaves office. Senator Lindsey Graham called on President-elect Joe Biden to push for an end to the impeachment process. The South Carolina Republican told Fox News that the effort to remove President Trump was a divisive attack on the presidency.
To my Republican colleagues, let's stand up for the idea that post-presidential impeachments are bad for the presidency, bad for the country, and if we go along with it as Republicans, we will destroy the Republican Party. If we do it as a Senate, I think over time we'll destroy the presidency. So Joe Biden, if you're watching tonight, you have a chance to practice what you preach. You should call on Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and say, for the good of the country, President Trump will be leaving office on January the 20th. Let's stop impeachment. Let's stop it now.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Narok.
Trump is the only president in history to be impeached twice.
Like all of you, I was shocked and deeply saddened by the calamity at the Capitol last week. As I have said, the incursion of the U.S. Capitol struck at the very heart of our republic. It angered and appalled millions of Americans across the political spectrum. I unequivocally condemn the violence that we saw last week.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Hi. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Good morning. It's 11:04 and it's 44 degrees in Flemington, and it is partly cloudy looking out the windows of the new Chamber Radio studio. Forecast for today is partly sunny with highs going up to 48. And then tonight, a low of 29. Friday is going to be about the same, but then showers are going to move in for the night with an 80% chance of showers tomorrow night and an 80% chance of showers to start Saturday. But they will clear out by Sunday, and it is very unlikely that they will be snow with temperatures 43 and 45.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
It was winter in Manhattan. Falling snowflakes filled the air. The streets were covered with a film of ice. But a little simple magic that I'd heard about somewhere changed the weather all around just within. I bought you violets for your furs, and it was spring for a while, remember? I bought you violets for your furs, and there was April. The snow drifted down on the flowers, and it melted where it lay. The snow looked like dew on the blossoms, as on a summer day. I bought you violets for your furs, and there was blue in the wintry sky. Then you pinned the violets to your furs and gave a lift to the crowds passing by. You smiled at me so sweetly. Since then, one thought occurs that we fell in love completely the day that I bought you violets for your
And I forgot to put the mic up. Hello, let's try again. I'm Jennifer Winberry, and it's good to be back with you on Thursday mornings at 11 o'clock to catch you up with all the goings-on at the Hunterdon County Library. So spend an hour with me to hear the latest about library services, materials, as programs, book reviews, author interviews, and much, much more. As I was saying, a lot has changed since I was last here in March. And the biggest thing is I'm here alone. My co-host Jim Thatch retired August 1st. He and his wife have moved to Vermont, a lifelong dream of the two of theirs. And though I miss him terribly right now, I really do wish him well. So after the library closed in March, we started really upping our online presence, our Facebook and Instagram. So I hope you follow us on both of those. And our website, hclibrary.us, is updated daily with all the information that's necessary. And so it's hclibrary.us. We are open 6 days a week, Mondays, Fridays, and Saturdays from 9 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 9 until 7. We also are still offering curbside service. So you can call 908-788-1437 to arrange that. If there's books you would like, we'll pull them. We'll put them in a, check them out to you, put them on a, in a bag, put them on a table outside at an appointed time. So you can just drive up and pick them up. And it's completely contactless. We've also installed some self-check machines at the library. So if you come in and pick out your books and you or DVDs and you don't want any, you want to limit your interaction with the staff, you can just go right over to one of these machines, scan your library card, and then check out your items. Okay, I'm going to go to the first commercial break a few minutes early before I make the big announcement of something that happened on Monday that is going to offer so much more information to our patrons, many more resources, and many more services. So I will be right back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Good morning and welcome back. I'm Jennifer Winberry, and this is At the Library. We're coming to you from the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce on Main Street in Flemington. I'm in the new studio in the annex in the back of the large building, which is very exciting for me because when I was a member of the Leadership Hunterdon class 2 years ago, our project was to create a business plan for this space, and though it hasn't gotten to be used yet, for any meetings or businesses or education, it's great to see the space all laid out and all painted a lovely shade of green, fresh new carpeting, and all sparkling clean. Okay, so at the top of the show, I said that there was a big announcement for the library, a big change. As of Monday, the Hunterdon County Library System has become part of Maine. And what is Maine, you ask? It is the Morris Automated Information Network. It started out as a group of libraries up in Morris County, and it has expanded. It also includes most of the libraries in Morris County. It includes the Bernards Township Library in Somerset County, and as of Monday as well, the Bernardsville Library in Somerset County and the Hackettstown Library in Warren County. So there are now over 49 public libraries. And with your Hunterdon County Library card, you will have access to over 2.5 million items. It's probably closer to 3 million items right now. You'll be able to access digital resources that Maine has to offer, as well as the ones Hunterdon County has to offer. And you can start by going to mainlib.org. Or you can start from our webpage, and just when you search the catalog, you're going to be searching, instead of just items available in Hunterdon County, you're going to be searching items available throughout this big system of North Jersey libraries. At maine.org, there's a page for digital resources, which over the upcoming days, Hunterdon County Library residents will begin to be able to access. The one that we will not be accessing right now is Cloud Library, which is Maine's downloadable audiobooks and ebooks, but we continue to have our OverDrive collection, which is available through Libby, your Libby app on your phone. But there will also be Press Reader available through Maine, which is a collection of magazines in addition to our Zinio collection, which we added to in May of this year, and there are now over 3,000 titles available. There is Tumble Books, which are books that are always available for the younger crowd. Rosetta Stone is available if you want to learn a new language. Heritage Quest has been provided by the State Library during this time for searching at home. It searches all the Social Security death records, a lot of genealogical records. So if you're looking to do some family tree, that's a good place to start. There's also Consumer Reports access. One thing at the library that we are not doing is circulating magazines, and we don't have them out. We're trying to limit touch points. But if your washing machine breaks down and you need to buy a new one, you can look online at Consumer Reports to learn the best buys for a new washing machine. So definitely check that out and check out the main catalog. We bring books. If you request a book and it's in Parsippany, we will bring it and deliver it to you wherever you are, to your local library. We have gotten over 14 boxes in the first 14 mail bins in the first 2 days of being a member of Maine, so we're getting a lot of books from outside brought in. We're also sending a lot of our books out. One thing to remember is that for the first 60 days we own a title, it will only be available for Hunterdon County patrons. So you will still have first choice for those, and then after 60 days we will rotate them through the county. So we're really excited about this development. There's still a lot to learn, and we're still in the beginning stages, but definitely stay tuned because there's so much more at your library now. We also have a Facebook page and an Instagram page, so check those out. The Facebook page has links to all our programs. We're doing a lot of virtual programming. Many of you have come to the library at the holidays to hear the Hunterdon Central High School Fiddle Club and the Hunterdon Harmonizers and Eric Mantel do a Charlie Brown Christmas. Those were all brought to you virtually this year. Many of them were made possible by a grant through the Hunterdon, through the Cultural and Heritage Commission of Hunterdon County. Some programs we have upcoming. We're going to have a virtual photography show. We used to have one every October, but of course, the space we're using right now, the gallery space we are using to quarantine books. When you return books at the library, we ask that you return them directly to the book drop. And then we bring them inside and they stay quarantined for 4 days before we check them in, just to make sure, keep them as safe as possible. So we did our gingerbread contest. We were actually able to spread that out on tables through the library. The annual contest that we co-host with the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. But we also had a virtual component to that, and you were able to see those on the website and on Facebook. And the next one we're doing is a virtual amateur photography show. Like I said, it used to be live in October, but now it's going to be online. So you want to send, it's for students ages 12 to 18 and adults who are amateur photographers. There is a color category, black and white, and you need to submit a digital photo by the 18th of February, and they will be available online through February 23rd through March 30th. There's an online registration form and a nominal entry fee, which will go toward the prizes. And you can find that information by clicking on the link on our homepage at hclibrary.us. And everything I talk about is on our website and the links to everything that you need. We are having an adult winter reading club. It's a little more laid back than this summer reading club. The State Library, again, provided software for us called Read Squared. So it's a self-guided sort of reading club, and there are different challenges. The winter's a little more laid back, so that you're going to play bingo on your own to maybe change up your reading and read some different things in some different genres that you mightn't have read before. The Friends had their Tricky Tray in October, and they asked that in support for all the businesses that have supported the Friends over the years, that the members of the Friends support these businesses by buying gift cards, which many of them were auctioned off at the Tricky Tray. And they ask you to continue to support the local businesses. We did not do Library Card Month this year with offering discounts with businesses, but again, we asked you to support the local businesses that have always been so supportive of us over the years. Fred Miller, longtime perennial favorite, has been continuing his lecture and song. His next one is in February, and there will be a link on the homepage shortly. He did one yesterday, and then after Fred performs live, the video is available for a couple of more weeks. Fred, right before the quarantine began, Fred had started a pilot program with the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library to sponsor and encourage young performers. And he did that by asking young performers to submit entry forms, and they were going to perform concerts at the library to encourage the young performers. And he was able to do this virtually, and he's still looking for to expand it. We had one concert this fall, and we did an interview online with the young man. So if you have any budding musicians out there, definitely encourage them to go to our website and fill out that form. We've done a lot of author talks online, and there was one last night. And then on February 10th, we're going to be hosting three authors from Kensington. We had two mystery authors talks with them during the quarantine. And we will be welcoming Ellery Adams, Lynn Cahoon, and Alyssa Maxwell, and they will talk for an hour about their new books forthcoming, talk about what it's like to be a cozy mystery author. All three of them write multiple series, so they'll talk about juggling that. Let's see, Tuesday night at 9:30, we have another online program, Myofascial Release for Pain Management. And again, we just ask you to pre-register. Friday, January 22nd at 8 p.m., we're doing a lot of Friday night programming. There'll be a Michael Long concert. Michael has been a longtime performer at the library. He does some Springsteen, some Billy Joel covers, some Beatles, some Johnny Cash, a whole diverse repertoire. And he's a singer, guitar player. So register. Don't forget to register for that. The Native Plant Society still meets, and they stream their meetings and their programs. The next meeting is on Wednesday, January 27th, Winter Botany 101. They'll discuss keys and field guides to help you discover what's growing in your backyard or if you're taking any walks during this time. So you can recognize buds and barks and see what's coming up. And then on February 3rd, we have a really unique program, Ancient China. Jeff Camp is going to use art and music to explore the history of ancient China. So these programs are usually available for another view afterwards. At least one. Sometimes they're very specific. Sometimes they run on our YouTube channel. Sometimes the link is live for a couple more weeks after the program. So if you can't watch it at the time, but definitely register so that you do get the link mailed to you. And we have a newsletter, Hunterdon Happenings, so don't forget to sign up for that. It comes out 3 times a week, and it will tell you everything that's going on in the next couple of days. And there's a link right on our homepage. It's a picture of the library in spring with the cherry blossoms. And I can't get the mouse to work to get there, but you'll take my word for it. You'll just click on it and sign up for the newsletter, and then it will start coming to your inbox every day, every other day. We have a YouTube channel, HCL on YouTube, and definitely watch that. We have some storytime programs, some craft programs. Miss Donna is currently doing Acts of Kindness, where children make crafts and then they bring them to the library and leave them. And there have been cards I think she's doing Valentine's now, and they sometimes are taken to the food pantries, to veterans' homes. Just so everybody knows that the children are thinking of them. We have takeaway crafts available for adults and for children. Again, the information is available on the website. The adult crafts are available at Headquarters North County and South County Branch Libraries. So just if you come in, pick one up. And if you don't want to come in, you can call and we can arrange for curbside pickup. So I think I'm going to do the bottom of the hour news break, recombobulate a little bit, and I will be right back.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House of Representatives voted 232 to 197 to impeach President Trump on a single count of incitement of insurrection. Nothing else will take place until Trump has already left office. Nearly a year after the coronavirus was released on the World Health Organization is getting boots on the ground in Wuhan, China. Gordon Chang, senior fellow at the Gatestone Institute, tells Fox News the narrative on their findings will be controlled by Beijing.
This WHO mission should have been a year earlier. You know, this is the third WHO mission. The first two were just single day affairs. And this, at this point, is for us, you know, just publicizing China's narrative. These guys are not going to be able to do what they need to do, which is to stay there months and months and to talk to everybody unfettered. But this is very heavily negotiated. Beijing has made sure that the terms of admission are such that we will learn nothing.
USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055, 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055, 800-854-1055, 800-854-1055.
Okay, welcome back to At the Library. It's 11:33, and it is still 44 degrees and partly cloudy. I'm Jennifer Winberry, and we are coming to you from the Chamber, Hunterdon County Chamber Radio in downtown Flemington. If you missed me at the top of the hour, my co-host Jim Thatch has retired and has moved to Vermont. I'm hoping maybe one day he will deign to call in and maybe we'll do another Today in History. So another new addition that the library added was a subscription to Canopy Movies. If you are at all familiar with movies at the Montgomery Cinema in Rocky Hill, these are the types of movies that you will find a lot of on this. There are a lot of independent movies, a lot of foreign films. Every Thursday, half a dozen or so new titles are added. They've not added them yet. They've not updated the website yet. But last week, I finally got to watch The Bishop's Wife with Cary Grant, an old Christmas movie that longtime listeners of the show might have remembered. Jim giving me a hard time because I had never seen it, and it was a very nice movie. It was good to watch. I've seen Guys and Dolls, which is one of my favorites, and it was one of the 100 Central High School musicals when I was at the high school. They have movies such as Souvenir. There was a documentary on bookstores and booksellers. The Penelope Fitzgerald novel Bookshop from a few years ago is on there. The movie Souvenir, which was getting a lot of acclaim 2 years ago, is available. And cardholders in Hunterdon County can have 8 movies a month to watch. So you just click on the Canopy link, which is on our homepage, and that will take you to Canopy's website, and you will just enter your library card number and your PIN, And do make sure your library card is up to date. And then you can stream up to 8 movies each month. And then every month it's reset. And as I said, Thursdays they add new movies. So I'm anxious to see what they will be adding today. Another new thing we have available for our patrons is Linda. Lynda.com is a database that is self-guided learning. It has all kinds of tutorials, how-tos. It's very good if you want to learn to start a business, if you want to learn graphic design. And it tracks where you are in the in your progress of your learning. And as I said, we still have Overdrive. We're adding new books, ebooks, and audiobooks every once a week to it. And you start by going at hclibrary.us, click on Overdrive, or you can go to the App Store, the Google Play Store, and download the Libby app. It'll ask you for your library. You just pick HCL and install it there. And you can always call the reference department, Adult Services Department, 908-788-1434, and they will talk you through it. Our computers are available for the public. We don't have as many. We have a two-hour limit, and the Wi-Fi is available if you come into the library with your own device. We don't have a lot of seating right now. We try to social distance. And we are constantly wiping down the high-touch surfaces to keep everything clean for you. And don't forget, curbside service is still available if you prefer not to come into the library at all. And I'm a short-armed person, so the computer is over there and the microphone's over here. That's why there's always this lag. Next week I will be bringing my own so I can have it set up right here. And I won't be leaning across the desk. We also have a Read Books Together challenge for children 2 to 6 that starts Monday, January 25th. There'll be a weekly theme and a weekly related, there'll be a list of picture books related and a challenge. Read 3 themed books from the list or pick your own and complete the challenge to earn a reward. And this is done through the same program that the State Library provided us for our adult winter reading club. But this is for the younger crowd. And Miss Kathy still is doing story times on YouTube, so you can watch them. And we've got a lot more we've got a lot of robust teen programming right now with our new teen librarian, Mary Jean. There's a Facebook, an Instagram page just for teens with events. She's looking for teen volunteers. She has watch parties, all kinds of things available. And there's also volunteer opportunities for the teens. There's a form you can fill out, and Mary Jean would contact you. Yesterday, when I was in the library, I saw some teens hanging up some hearts to decorate the window in the teen corner. There have been some STEM programs run virtually. And again, all this information can be found on our Facebook page. Keep tabs on that and look for new opportunities and new programs as they are posted. So in the upcoming weeks, on February 4th, I plan to have Philip Berg, who's the executive director of Maine And by then we'll be nicely settled into Maine and a routine and a good relationship with them. And he's going to call in and tell our listeners of everything that's available to them, maybe give a little history of Maine. And he's also hoping to take a tour of the county and the county, the libraries in the county system, and meet some of our patrons. So we're going to look forward to that. Our pals at Library Love Fest, the HarperCollins Library Marketing Team, have promised to come back to do a book buzz. There are so many author events online these days, so definitely follow your favorite authors on Facebook and watch a lot of these events. One of the books I am currently obsessed with was just released on January 5th, and it is Robert Jones Jr.'s debut novel, The Prophets. There was a lot of library events and book events were canceled, obviously, especially the big conferences. And every June, end of May, beginning of June, there's a big event at the Javits Center Book Expo for the trade, and it culminates with Book Fest, BookCon for the public. But this year it went virtual, so we got to spend a couple of days just really delving into new books. And one of the authors, Robert Jones's book was published by Penguin Random House imprint. And he did there was an interview with him back at the end of May, and he hadn't seen the cover of his new book. And I got to watch, as did other people, as the editor revealed his cover. And he was so overcome with emotion, and oddly enough, the outfit he was wearing matched the colors of his book jacket, which are gradations of light blue and gray with a little bit of tan. Although in Australia, the book cover is the same design, but it's done in shades of pink. And I am a book collector, and I'm fighting the urge so hard to get the pink edition to go with my blue edition. But Robert Jones's Instagram and Twitter are Son of Baldwin or The Son of Baldwin. He uses one and one. James Baldwin is his muse, I would say. His writing has been likened to Toni Morrison. He was featured in the New York Times about a week ago, just before his book was released. And his book is coming out, will be a number 8 on the New York Times bestseller list this week. For January 17th, and he is the cover story in the Times Book Review. He's a young man who lives in Brooklyn. He wrote the book because he said there was nothing else like it out there, and he wanted to read something about it. So it is set during slavery. Isaiah and Samuel are two slaves. Isaiah was Samuel, and Samuel was Isaiah's. That was the way it was since the beginning, and the way it was until the end. In the barn, they tended to the animals, but also to each other, transforming the hollowed-out shed into a place of human refuge, a source of intimacy and hope in a world ruled by vicious masters. But when an older man, a fellow slave, seeks to gain favor by preaching the master's gospel on the plantation, the enslaved begin to turn on their own, and Isaiah and Samuel's love, which was once so simple, is seen as sinful and a clear danger to the plantation's harmony. And this is set in a time where people were not granted agency, and yet they find agency in each other, and they give each other agency. His prose fiercely summons the voice of slavers and enslaved, from Isaiah and to Samuel, to the calculating slave master, to the long line of women that surround them, women who have carried the soul of the plantation on their shoulders. As tensions build and the weight of centuries of ancestors and future generations to come culminate in the climactic reckoning, the prophets masterfully reveals the pain and suffering of inheritance, but it's also a shot through hope and beauty and truth, portraying the enormous heroic power of love and the redemptive power of love. Robert Jones is so genuine. He's doing a lot of virtual book tours right now, so definitely try to watch one of them. His prose is absolutely gorgeous, and it's a book like no other I've read or seen. And it is available through Maine, And we will be ordering our own copies soon for the Hunterdon County Library, so definitely get on it because it is going to explode after the Times article comes out on Sunday. So I'm going to go to the last commercial break and maybe just do a recap of some of the things I talked about at the beginning of the show, some of the things available at the library, and some of the things you can expect when you come in.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Welcome back to At Your Library. I'm Jennifer Winberry. And as usually happens, Jim Gunnow will be following me, just not at noon. He'll be here at 1 o'clock with taking care of business. Or that was the plan, last I heard. So it's good. It's good to get back into the getting to come to you live every Thursday morning to talk to you about the library. Big shout out to Chris Phelan and Chris Bianco, who got the station back up and running and put in a lot of safeguards so the hosts can feel comfortable coming back in. It's really important, I think, to provide a platform to get as much information out to people right now as possible. So I'm really glad to be able to do this, because if you did not know that we had updated our website or that we were very active on Facebook and Instagram now, you wouldn't think necessarily to look. But definitely go to hclibrary.us, click over to Facebook and Instagram, follow us on both of those, like us on Facebook. See all our programs, our links. The big news is that we have joined the main consortium, the Morris Automated Information Network. It's now comprised of 49 libraries throughout mostly Morris County and Somerset County. There's Bernardsville and Bernards Township in Warren County. Hackettstown is now a member. And, of course, the Hunterdon County Library System, the headquarters, North County, South County branches, the Bunnvale, Frenchtown, Highbridge, Holland, Reddington, Tewksbury, and Three Bridges libraries. Frenchtown, Reddington, and Three Bridges libraries are not open for the public. Frenchtown is taking appointments now. And then the Three Bridges and the Reddington libraries are doing curbside, so call the libraries for pickup and for service. In the upcoming days, we will be updating the main website, which will have all that information. So you'll be able to tell at a glance who is open, who isn't, who has Wi-Fi service, who has computers available to the public, even who has bathrooms available to the public, which not all the libraries in Morris County have them open, but we do. So you'll want to look, keep an eye on our website, hclibrary.us, but link as well to mainlib.org to learn what they are. You will now have access to over, it says 2.5 million, but I suspect it's closer to 3 million items now. These you can just place a hold. These items will be delivered to the headquarters library, and then if you want to pick them up at one of the affiliates or the branches, we will sort them out and send them out to you. We got over 14 mail bins full of books yesterday, and we're busily sorting them right now to try and get them out to you. We're also sending out right now about 200 books a day to these other libraries, which is really great because this way the books on our shelves are getting used. People are getting to use them, to see them. And there's so much more available. If there's a title, an older title maybe, that you would like to read but we don't have in our system, check and see if Maine has it, and we'll bring it to you in short order. If not, we still have interlibrary loan. We will go outside the Maine system to the rest of New Jersey or outside of New Jersey if we need to. If there's a more esoteric book or a more specialized book that maybe is only available at a university or a specialized library. So we will continue to bring those books. At the headquarters North County and South County branch library, some of the safeguards we have put into place are all the items that you return, we ask you to return them to the book drop, and then we will bring them inside and where we will quarantine them for 4 days before we check them in. And of course, they will not accrue fines during that time. And we do ask that your patience during this main transition, because we were closed for 3 days. Our system was down for 3 days. We were open. So there is a little bit of a lag, but the system chugs on and prints out notices. So it'll all get settled, I would say, within a week or two, and it'll all settle down, quiet down. And in a month, you'll wonder how you ever lived without all these resources. Maine also offers additional digital resources, including Press Reader, which is a collection of magazines, in addition to our Zinio magazine collection, which we increased to $3,000 at the end of 3,000 magazines at the end of May. We have installed self-check machines at the headquarters North County and South County Branch Library, so you can just get your items, check them out, and go on your way. There are hand sanitizing stations throughout the library. We have a dedicated entrance and a dedicated exit to keep the traffic flowing. We've tried to establish some traffic patterns, and we've unfortunately had to take away some of our seating so that people don't congregate, and we do not have our magazines and newspapers out because they're pretty high touch. We want to keep our patrons safe and coming back. We do have public internet available at all three locations. There's a two-hour time limit, and there are fewer PCs, and they are spaced apart more. But Wi-Fi is always available, and you can sit in our parking lots and access the Wi-Fi if you're not comfortable coming in from your vehicle. We've added some more databases, OverDrive with the Libby app for downloadable audiobooks and ebooks, and actually in 2 weeks our magazines will be moving to there. It's very robust. We've been adding a lot of content during this time. New titles are added every Tuesday. Check Instagram or Facebook for images of the new titles you can expect. We've added Canopy streaming movies. You can stream up to 8 movies a month with your library card. There are a lot of independent movies. They have the Criterion Collection, a lot of classics. There's a lot of Buster Keaton, a lot of Danny Kaye. But they're a lot of fun. There's also a lot of documentaries, independent cinemas. Let's see, there was a Ruth Bader Ginsburg documentary that's up there that was quite good. There's a lot of curated collections, so if you are not quite sure what you want to watch, you can just scroll through and see what they have and they add new movies every Thursday. I have not seen them yet posted for today, but that's always something to look forward to. We have the Winter Reading Club is going on right now. If you go to our website, hclibrary.us, and click on that. On the 25th, we will be starting one for the younger crowd, ages 2 to 6. We are closed this Monday in observance of Martin Luther King Jr. Day, but our normal hours are Monday, Friday, and Saturday, 9 to 2, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 9 to 7. The South County Branch Library also closes at 2 on Thursday. And for the affiliate libraries, just check their local schedule. We will be updating the website. And but you're also welcome to go to the main libraries and use your library card there. So check the main library website, which we will have a link up very soon. This is all brand new for us, and we're finding our way, you know, trying to do everything all at once. But you can walk into, say, the Chester Library and check items out. You can walk into the Bernardsville Library and check items out. If it's on your way home from work. So just double check that the libraries are open and check their hours, because a lot of them do have shortened hours. So I think that's enough for one day. I'm going to get more accustomed to redoing this, to doing this again. I have missed doing it. Jim and I did a couple of WebEx radio shows during the quarantine. But it's nice to be back in the studio, even though it's bittersweet because Jim is not sitting across the desk from me, making fun of me, giving me a hard time, doing trivia today in history. So we're going to advertise this a little more next week. And now that I've done the first show, I'll be more organized for next week. But thank you for listening. Thanks for tuning in. It is great to be back. And remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is still there for you. Have a good day.
staff aboard. A communications shakeup is said to be afoot, as former North Carolina Congressman Mark Meadows is now running operations at the White House as Mr. Trump's fourth chief of staff in about 3 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Major League Baseball is pumping the brakes on rumors surrounding the start of the season. The league released a statement today saying they haven't asked any government officials to approve a plan that addresses the season getting up and running. The statement comes after unnamed sources said games would be played in Arizona with no fans. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association.